UK's new wallet rule puts crypto firms at 14-year criminal risk. A new UK criminal offense took effect on July 17, 2026, and it changes the stakes for any crypto business with a link to the country. The law does not mention digital assets anywhere in its text. It does not have to. Its wording is broad enough that a delayed effort to identify who controls a wallet can now expose firms and individuals to criminal liability of up to 14 years, according to reporting from CryptoSlate. The shift is not a new licensing regime or a fresh set of disclosure forms. It is a criminal liability rule, which puts it in a different category than most of the compliance changes crypto operators have absorbed over the past 2 years. The offense that skipped the word crypto legislation that never names an industry can still bind it. The July 17th offense attaches liability to the failure to identify parties behind transactions and holdings within an expected time frame for a bank that maps onto existing account records. For a crypto firm, the same expectation lands on wallet addresses, which were built to work without a name attached. That gap is the entire issue. A wallet is a string of characters. Tying it to a verified person is a process, and processes take time, staff, and data that firms may not have collected when the wallet first interacted with their platform. Under the new offense, being slow at that work is not just a compliance gap. It can be treated as a criminal matter. Firms operating in the United Kingdom now have to treat wallet attribution as a legal obligation with a clock on it, rather than a best effort exercise they complete when convenient. Reconstructing the past is the hard part. The forward-looking piece is manageable. A firm can tighten onboarding, log more at the point of transaction, and build faster attribution into new activity. The retroactive weight is heavier. Companies now have to look back at wallets they already touched and reconstruct what they knew, when they knew it, and whether they acted on it in a defensible window. Much of that history was never stored with this rule in mind. Records sit across custody systems, exchange logs, and third-party analytics tools that were not designed to prove a timeline of identification to a criminal court standard. Rebuilding that evidence trail is expensive, and the firms most exposed are the ones that grew fastest with the lightest record keeping. The rule also raises a hard question for anyone handling wallets that are deliberately private. Privacy-preserving tools and self-hosted setups do not surrender identity by design. A firm that interacts with those wallets still carries the obligation, even when the counterparty structure makes attribution slow or, in some cases, close to impossible. The custody line firms now have to draw. This is where the story touches everyday crypto users. Providers that let people spend directly from their own wallet sit in a different position than custodial platforms that already hold verified account data. A custodial exchange or card issuer usually has a name, a document, and a KYC file behind every balance. A firm that connects to external user-controlled wallets may not. Products marketed around minimal verification face the sharpest tension. The appeal of light onboarding runs directly into a criminal offense that expects fast, documented identification. UK-linked operators in that segment now have to weigh how much of their model survives contact with a rule that treats delay as risk rather than inconvenience. None of this changes prices in an obvious way. Bitcoin traded near $64,391 and Ether near $1,859 as of July 19, 2026, with the Fear and Greed Index at 34, firmly in fear. A single national compliance rule rarely moves those numbers on its own. The effect shows up slower in where firms choose to operate and how they gate access for UK customers. A template other regulators can copy the UK's approach is notable for its method, not just its severity. Instead of writing a crypto-specific statute, it applied a general criminal offense in a way that captures crypto activity through the back door. That design is easy to export. A jurisdiction that wants tighter wallet-level accountability does not have to draft new digital asset law. It can lean on existing criminal frameworks and let broad wording do the work. Other governments have been tightening the same screw. Argentine courts recently froze accounts and ordered exchanges to name users behind them, and EU firms are working through MiCA's identity and reporting demands. The UK's move fits that direction of travel. With a harder edge, criminal exposure measured in years, not fines. For now, the practical takeaway for firms is narrow and concrete. Audit which wallets you have touched, document the identification timeline you can defend, and treat gaps in that history as the priority. Because the retroactive reach is where the 14-year figure actually bites.